Welcome to MoneyWeb Now. Business news every morning.
This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with our investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.
It's Wednesday, 4th of September. My name is Otto Magwenchu, and today I have the privilege of filling in for Simon Brown. I'm currently live from the MoneyWeb headquarters in Houghton, Johannesburg, and on today's show, I'm joined by Fahima Adia from Momentum Securities to discuss the GDP print and ShopRite's results. After that, we have Phetuxolo Didiza, Chief Executive from DidiServe, to help us maximize on our tax savings. And last but not least, we have Motus CEO Osman Obi and CFO Arket Janssen van Vuren, who's going to discuss the company's results. In morning headlines, we have Aussie-owned West Coast mining company in trouble, interest rates, a time of transition, uptick in new vehicle sales, but only coming in July 2025. That's according to Motus. In Business Day, we have MPs tear into police minister over the rise in extortion. ShopRite aims to double YouthSafe stores in 5 years. And worst is probably behind us. That's after the GDP print. In market moves, we had the U.S. markets all in the negative, with the NASDAQ down by 3.26%, S&P 500 down by 2.1%, and Dow Jones down by 1.5%. In the East, we have the Australian markets down by 1.96%, Nikkei down by 3.66%, and the Hang Seng down by 1.13%. Gold is currently at $2,493 an ounce, platinum at $902 an ounce, palladium at $930 an ounce. The rand is currently at 1798, Bitcoin $56,687, and top 40 futures down by 1.66%.
MoneyWeb Now, on the money. Also available on podcast.
Today we are joined by Fahima from Momentum Securities. Good morning, Fahima, and thank you for the early morning.
Morning, Odwa. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. To start off, we're going to have a look at ShopRite. They released their results today. Whilst everyone in the sector is currently in crisis mode, they continue to expand the gap. What is your take on the results?
Yes, I think it was definitely a resilient set of results. A very difficult macro backdrop for the food retailers, given that the consumer has been under a lot of pressure. So if we just run through those numbers briefly, HEPS increased by 7.2% to 12 Rand 50, revenue increased 12% to 240 billion, and the dividend also increased by 7.4%, which I think is quite good considering it's off a high base already from the prior year. I think the issue, though, Odwa, with this stock is that it was priced for perfection. I mean, trading at all-time highs prior to the release of that results. So even though the results were resilient, it did come in slightly weaker than what consensus was looking for. And I think due to that, we did see the stock price come under a bit of pressure yesterday after the results were released. We saw it was down about 5%.
And they also made an announcement that they'll be selling their house and home and OK Furniture business. Is streamlining the best move for ShopRite at the moment?
Yeah, so I think that's a good move. I mean, at present, they did say that this business, it's not really their core focus, and it would be in need of significant investments to improve the growth there, which means they would need to redirect capital from their core businesses, which is obviously the retail food offering. So I think, you know, selling this to Pepkor just makes a lot more sense. It's a better fit within a business like Pepkor. They have more expertise in this type of a business, and it will probably result in more synergy within the Pepkor group than it did within ShopRite. So it does seem like it's a good move.
Okay. Now, off to the GDP print. Yesterday, we saw some growth. Is this the new norm as load shedding is seemingly over?
Yeah, so we saw the economy expanded by about 0.4% during the second quarter of 24, broadly in line with what consensus was expecting, but I see it was a bit lower than what the Reserve Bank was expecting at 0.6%. And on a positive, also the first quarter GDP growth was revised to 0% compared with the initial contraction of 0.1%. And the largest contributor to that was improvement in the mining sector. So I think there has been some improvement, but nothing to get too excited about. I mean, bear in mind the growth for the full year is expected to be quite weak at just 1%. But I mean, it is a move in the right direction. And I think what we're really starting to see now is the positive effects of improvements in load shedding. Looking at the industries that contribute to the most, that was finance, real estate, and business services. But on the downside, though, the agriculture sector has just been very volatile. And that actually decreased about a negative 0.1% percentage point to the overall reading. And what's impacting our agriculture sector at the moment is just these El Nino-related weather events, which really hasn't been good. So there are concerns that we could see further headwinds there, you know, in heading into the next half, creating quite a bit of volatility.
Okay, quite insightful. Thank you very much for your time.
There's no postponing the inevitable. Your money knew this day would come. And you know what? It can hardly wait to start giving some back to you. When you invest in StanLib's fixed income funds, you can retire earning a regular income off your investments. Invest for more certainty at stanlib.com/more. StanLib is an authorized financial services provider and a registered manager.
MoneyWeb now on the money.
Joining us today is Petu Xolo Didiza, a chartered business accountant in practice and the tech-savvy founder of DidiServe, a cutting-edge cloud accounting firm. Good morning, Petu Xolo.
Good morning, Otto. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. I mean, we are currently in the tax season for 2024-2025. How can South Africans best capitalize on the key changes in the tax landscape and maximize on their retirement savings?
Great question, Audra. You know, one of the most anticipated changes for the 2024-2025 tax year is the implementation of the two-pot retirement system. Initially, it was proposed for 2023. The start date was delayed, and now it came into effect as of the 1st of September, 2024. So this system is designed to allow greater flexibility by enabling taxpayers to access a portion of their retirement savings while still preserving the majority for retirement. It's a significant shift, you know, that could reshape how South Africans plan for their financial futures.
Okay. And how can now South Africans effectively manage their tax liabilities if you're considering capital gains tax, home office deductions, and small business corporations?
Yeah, so managing tax liability, it involves being strategic with the available deductions and exclusions. For example, with CGT, the 2 million rand exclusion on the sale of a primary residence remains intact. However, it's essential to be aware that this exclusion may not apply if a portion of your home is used for business. So strategic planning, such as selling assets in a low income year or offsetting gains with losses, can significantly reduce your CGT liability. Now, with home office deductions, with the continued prevalence of remote work, the home office deduction is still a vital consideration. The criteria remain stringent. You must use a dedicated space exclusively for work, and more than 50% of your work duties must be conducted from that space. So given SARS increased scrutiny on these claims, maintaining detailed records and documentation is crucial to substantiate your deduction. Now, with the Small Business Corporation or SBC tax rates, they continue to offer relief, starting at 0% for the first 95,750 of taxable income. So these rates are highly beneficial for small businesses, provided they meet the necessary criteria, such as having a turnover below 20 million rand. So it's wise to check if any thresholds or rates have been adjusted for the current tax year. And one thing that I also want to mention is, you know, lots of people tend to fall into the trap of registering a company and thinking that it being dormant or It not having any trading activities does not make it liable for taxes. You are liable for taxes even if you made zero rand in your company. So that's one thing that people need to be aware of as well.
Oh, very true, very true. And now lastly, you know, some individuals have been so lucky as to earn income in a foreign currency. How best can they manage their tax obligations?
Yeah, so for South African expatriates, those and those earning foreign income, they can avoid double taxation. Avoiding double taxation remains a critical concern for them. So the 1.25 million exemption on the foreign employment income is still in place, offering significant relief to those working abroad. It's worth noting that this exemption applies only if you're still considered a South African tax resident. Now, to avoid double taxation, expatriates should make use of foreign tax credits and be aware of the double taxation agreements or DTAs South Africa has with many countries. So these agreements can provide additional relief and are an essential tool for managing your global tax obligations.
Okay. And I mean, your business is one that focuses on also, you know, being digitalized. How do you take advantage of the new wave of being digital in the accounting space?
Yeah, I mean, we've adopted the cloud accounting pretty much pre-COVID, actually. I think it was like us foretelling what will come in the future. But we adopted cloud accounting in pre-COVID, and I think COVID was a catalyst for us. Because businesses, you know, had to be working from home and no one was accustomed to actually working from home. So they had to, you know, obviously try and change the way that they work. And we stepped in as digital accountants and tax practitioners to help them on that landscape by offering our services on a cloud platform digitally. So we work with clients, you know, wherever they are in South Africa, because everything has become so digitalized nowadays. It just makes makes running your business much smoother and easier.
Perfect. Thank you very much for your time, Spetogolo, and all the best.
When you stay invested over time in Stanlib's Global Multi-Strategy Diversified Growth Fund, your money's in for some smooth sailing. With our global partners JP Morgan Asset Management at the helm, your money can withstand the pressure and bad weather day-to-day market conditions cause. All aboard? Seek more returns at stanlib.com/more. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.
MoneyWeb now on the money.
Today we take a look at the final results from the import and dispute of Hyundai, Renault and Kia vehicles and parts Motors Holdings. Motors Holdings has been operating in a rough terrain filled with high inflation and high interest rate potholes over the past few years. However, in the latest results, they've been able to grow their revenue by 7%, generate cash flows from operating activities and deliver a final dividend of 5 rands and 20 cents. To unpack the results, we are joined by the company's CEO, Osman Obi, and company's CFO, Okhet Jansa van Rensburg. Mr. Obi, the operating environment has been less than ideal in recent years. How has the company been able to respond with the latest results?
So I think we're fortunate in the sense that motors that we operate out of South Africa, the UK, and Australia. So yes, South Africa's had a very tough period in the economic environment, high interest rates, high inflation, and a very strained consumer, not only for buying cars and parts, but obviously the consumers are strained because of the high interest rates in terms of their bonds, their credit card payments, things like that. So the diversification, which includes the UK and Australia, has helped Motors grow its revenue and its EBITDA. We grew by 3% and the profits, operating profits are declined by 3%. So we managed to hold a very difficult situation and 5.5 billion rand worth of operating income, any slight hiccup would make you go negative. So we managed to hold 5.5, which was a great result under very difficult circumstances.
No, 100%. It has been very difficult for the consumer. When looking at the results, we also have witnessed that the operating expenses have gone up slightly. Care to share more insight on that?
Okay. Yes, I think on the operating expense side, obviously we try and focus on cost as much as we can, but you have found that specifically in our international businesses as well, the the inflation rates were high in the past year. Mm. Hopefully they'll be starting to moderate soon. Mm. So it's all in the base now. So I think going forward it is something that we will still focus on. But I believe that as a group, we normally focus on that quite well, and it's been something that we've demonstrated in the past.
100%. And I mean, you mentioned the few economies that you're operating in, the UK and South Africa. Inflation on those parts have been showing some favor in recent prints, and we're seeing a stronger rand as well. How do these changes change the outlook of the company going forward?
So I think we run our businesses independently in the UK and Australia. So when we look at our businesses, we look to maximize our pound income, our Australian dollar income, and the South African income. And whatever the currency does. Mm. So we've got very good businesses in the UK, for example, where we're big in commercial businesses. The trucks are selling well because in the UK, goods are moved on trucks, not on trains. Mm. So the commercial business are doing very well for us. On the aftermarket parts side business, doing very well because people are holding on to their cars longer. They need parts to repair them. We are number four player in the UK. Mm. It's a big park that we play in. There's 40 million cars in the UK. Mm. 36 million cars are outside warranty, which is where we supply parts to. So we're very optimistic that business will continue doing what it's doing. Mm. And we should get more synergies by buying better from China and selling better in the UK. Mm. And we do looking at products like private brands, so that should do well.
And then looking at the dividends that was paid out this time around, we saw, the dividend did go down to 5.20 from a 7.10 dividends in the past years. Is there a future where the dividends goes up once more?
Yes, I think we've been very consistent in our payout ratios. So obviously reporting a lower HEPS for this year did impact that. But certainly we don't believe that we need to deviate from the 35% at the time being. Mm. Obviously, in years gone by, we've also repurchased quite a lot of shares. So shareholders have benefited in multiple ways, not just in the dividend itself. Mm. But we believe in paying a dividend is the right thing to do. And we're pretty much sticking to that 35% of HEPS for the time being.
Perfect. Thank you very much for your time, gentlemen. It has been a great interview. Look forward to the next years for the business.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Your Money knows it's not just about the money. It's about your returns, returning the favor, and empowering people. Your Money can do more to change the narrative. Beyond delivering consistent returns, investing in the Stanlib Kanyisa Impact Investment Fund can help eradicate poverty and protect the environment. Invest for more impact at stanlib.com/more. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.
Attention all investors and finance enthusiasts. Get ready for the annual Money Summit, Africa's largest and most influential savings and investment event. Join me, Jeremy Maggs, on Tuesday, the 10th of September at the Sandton Convention Centre as we connect with over 100 top chief executives and industry leaders across 20 exciting conferences and forums, all in one incredible day. Secure your spot now. Register online at www.moneysummit.co.za for free with the code MONEYWEBGUEST. This is your chance to be part of Africa's premier savings and investment event. Don't miss it.
And that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for all the listeners for listening in today. And thank you to Simon Brown for giving me this opportunity. May you have a very profitable day as the day goes ahead. And once more, stay in touch with us.
This show was brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with our investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.
Listen to the live stream of MoneyWeb Now at the same time every weekday. For more business, finance, and investment news, MoneyWeb Now on the Money. Also available on podcast.